Today's special episode is brought to you by Starting Points, Operationally Curious Questions. Begin pre-event learning with our best-selling Operationally Curious Conversation Starters. Download the app at startingpoints.app or the App Store, and purchase card decks at www.startingpointcards.com.
On today's episode of the Hot Nerd Podcast, welcome. I want to talk about this divide in this world of safety, and I don't live in safety proper as much anymore, but I live in this divide, and I think it's a bit of a fake divide, a charade, if you will. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at thehopnerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. You thought I forgot, didn't you? You thought that I just hit record and forgot to say anything. Yeah, I was just having some cold brew. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I hope things are going great. Wherever you find yourself within your neck of the woods, I hope that the sun is shining, that you are finding success in all things that you at least hope to be successful in. And maybe even the right way to say that is I hope that you're finding progress. Maybe that ties in, I think, maybe a little bit into what we're going to talk about today. But I hope that you're finding progress in your pursuits. And I don't know, to me, maybe most important of all, I hope that you're having fun. Yeah, I don't think we say that enough. I get ridiculed by the business types out there when I share with people kind of my general rules of, I'll call mine business, of my business, instead of business, pinky out, we are very prim and proper business types around here. Mine's not that. Mine's business. I get a bit of like, what, you're ridiculous. When I say that one of my rules for accepting work is it's got to be fun. Yeah, I didn't escape one corporate hell to build myself another, because if I go from one corporate hell to creating another corporate hell, then the only thing that comes out of my business is teaching other businesses how to create more corporate hell. And I don't think that's what most of us in what we do are trying to do. In fact, I think we're trying to maybe humanize our approaches a little bit and trying to make things less starchy and stodgy, trying to make things more real and realistic. And part of that is fun. Yeah. So I guess to expand on that, just so I don't say that I completely just run my business on the fun factor, which is just a little bit of it. But there's a few kind of key rules there, and I share these a bunch. You've probably heard these if you've been around for more than like an episode or two. But it's always good work, number one, good work done for the right reasons. Yeah, that's rule number two, good work, rule one. Number two, we're doing it for the right reasons. Number three, it's fun. Fun doesn't mean that it's not challenging. In fact, some of the most challenging, maybe horrific seeming endeavors are some of the funnest. It doesn't mean the fun doesn't equate easy. I think that's probably some of that. So we think, well, if we make work too fun, that means people are just slacking off. It's just too easy. And we need to be on top of these pesky people all the time, because no one cares as much as me. Someone elevated in the organization. And that means that if they're having fun, I'm not having fun. Yeah. Yeah. You get where I'm going with that. But my point here is to tell you that I hope that even if it's challenging, I hope that you're doing it for the right reasons. You're doing good work. And I think if you get the first two right, the last one almost takes care of itself. It's probably a shit ton of fun for you. That's how it is for me. I mean, this is probably just a wackier way of saying, like, if you're passionate about something, you'll never work a day in your life. I don't think that's true because I work a lot. And a lot of it feels like work. it doesn't. It's not like, oh, I'm so free and floating through the ethos because I followed my... No, it's... Some of it's painful and some of it is frustrating and some of it is sleep depriving. And if you're doing stuff that's good work and for the right reasons, it can be all of those things. And you still get to the end of it and go, man, that was good. That was, dare I say, the big F word. Fun. Yeah. So that's what I mean when I say that I hope that you're having fun, whether that's in a personal pursuit, a hobby, or at work, doing what you do every single day. I hope that it's good work for the right reasons and that you're at least having a healthy amount of fun while you're doing it. Before we jump into today's episode, do me a favor, head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com. You know, you can follow along pretty much anywhere that you can follow along with people doing things on the internet, places such as the platform formerly known as Twitter. I don't ever go on there, so I'm going to tell you to go there, but you probably see me post there about twice a year. If you want that kind of style of something, the easiest place to find that is probably Instagram over on the Insta. Yeah, that's where you get like the deep cuts, the behind the scenes stuff, the extra pictures, the other stuff that I don't know. That's where I kind of go bleh, and kind of put everything. Yeah, it's probably the one where I have the most funsies, where I'm not just like posting stuff. Like I post all the videos over there. Pro tip, they go over there first before they go anywhere else. Same thing with YouTube. The Hop Nerd. Go subscribe. I think you're supposed to hit that little bell thing so you get notifications. Hit that little bell thing. That helps a lot too. That lets you know when I post those little funny short video stuff. You see more Daryl stuff. You see more funny stuff. Go hit that little bell thing. I think that's still a thing. Somebody told me that once that you're supposed to tell them not only to subscribe, but to hit the bell. So I'm just passing along that message if this is the kind of stuff that you're into. But yeah, YouTube's a big one. Instagram and YouTube, all the videos go there first. Then they eventually make their way over to LinkedIn. Whenever I just kind of randomly feel like posting on LinkedIn. Thank you for all the love and support of the videos over there on LinkedIn in particular. I shared a long time ago, and by a long time ago, I mean like a few weeks, that kind of the mission with what I post on LinkedIn is just to post things that I really, really like. And part of that is most of the things that I really, really like, they are by the rules. Not supposed to be posted on LinkedIn out there. Peep that stuff on Facebook where it belongs. Yeah, so that's mostly what I post. So it's really cool to see that most of you, feel the same way. Now, some people have taken grand offense to some of the videos. This isn't safety. It is entirely too serious. Okay. But they're there. And so this is me telling you thank you for all the love and support of those videos, the likes, the shares, the comments. It really goes a long way. It quite literally helps us keep the lights on here at the podcast. It helps us spread this message of doing things a bit differently, farther and wider. And it, I mean, I can't lie to you, it feels good to see the content resonate because a lot of times when you're out here doing internet kind of stuff, it's like screaming into a black hole and you're just kind of getting like a kind of noise back out of it. And you don't know, like you just don't know, right? It's just like, well, I'm making this stuff because I like this stuff, and I hope other people like this stuff. The latter part of that's not required. I'm making it mostly because I like it, and if I like it, somebody else like me is at least going to like it. And I guess it lets me know that a lot of you out there are like me. We're like each other. I'm like you. We're thinking the same similar kind of things here. And we're going like, that is ridiculous. And what better way to highlight how ridiculous that is than by making it hilarious? Because it kind of already is. But unfortunately, when I'm putting it on a camera, it's hilarious. When it's happening in our work worlds, it's really tragic, dehumanizing, degrading. And so at least if we're throwing those things out there, we're planting those seeds and people, even if you go, I am grandly offended by the fact that you would dare say that zero, you know the ones, at least they're thinking about it. So when people are like, this stuff is good, pretty much everything that I reply back to this stuff is just, planting seeds. And that's what we do in our work worlds too, right? When we're going out there and we're trying to bring about meaningful change in our work worlds, we always think it's going to be some big grand endeavor where it's like we press that big red button and then like fireworks go off. And then there's pyros. I guess that is fireworks, right? Well, I don't know. I'm going to say fireworks are projectiles. Pyros are like those little kind of like kind of rainy and spark things that we get in Arizona for the 4th of July because basically everything else is illegal. Ban fun. Right? I know somebody's going to send me the thing. Like, it's in the name of safety. You're burned down. I know. And no one follows that rule, by the way, if you live here. You know that. But yeah, we think they're going to press that big button, and then there's going to be pyros and fireworks and like a fog. I'm thinking of Phoenix. Smog. A fog machine is going to go from the back, and it's going to go whoosh, and then like lasers are going to start, and then it's going to be like bump, 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 bump. You brought about the change. But that doesn't happen. We are planting seeds over time. That's that old saying that change happens one conversation at a time. There's no one big red button that you press and then all of that magical stuff happens. It feels like that at a certain part in your change journey, whatever that change may be, where you kind of get to a point of feeling like you've been pushing that rock up that hill forever, but then all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, everything's different. Or you zoom out and you realize how much has actually changed over that time. Yeah, it's more like that. And that's the goal of the funny stuff that I do too. It's a really, really, really powerful way. Even if people look at it and go, I hate you because of what, and people will, believe that or not, in safety of all things, people will hate you for challenging their team, which coming in just a second. Very few, but some will. And it's a really powerful way to at least leave those folks thinking. They walk away, even if they hate you. Yeah, because you challenged their team. And how dare you? That's their team. They walk away thinking, and I couldn't tell you how many times people have come back to me years later, whether at an organization I worked for or worked in as a place where I'd given some type of workshop, or even from a video where somebody sent me a nasty DM of all things. But to come back later, which I just ignore, by the way, when somebody sends me a nasty DM, I just want to send them back like a meme of like, this is you thinking very deeply about what you were going to say to me. And I'm just like sitting here drinking a cold brew and eating a yogurt, making another funny video. Yeah, but I couldn't tell you how many times folks have come back and then said, like, I really hated you and I hated what you said. And then it sat with me sometimes for years. And then I went out and learned more and tried things and absorbed more. And from that seed, something grew. And I still completely disagree with you about this. That's fine. That's cool. I'm not seeking approval here. I'm not looking for anyone's approval. I'm not looking for you to say, I agree or I disagree. I'm just telling you what I think. Those folks have come back and said, I have changed my mind and I don't hate you. In fact, I learned a bit of this. And now let me share with you what I want you to learn from me. And that's called healthy conversation. Yeah, whether it's with the edge of humor, whether it's with the edge of logic, whether it's just people being people, sitting down, sharing information. I think that is at least more of the nature of a healthy conversation. And I'm already kind of into the episode here. I'll tell you what, let's just do the funky music right about now. Hey! I did have a couple of other announcements to get out of the way, the things that like I write down to tell you, and then I always forget to tell you. The first one is, if you're new here, thanks for being here. It is kind of always like this. We're just having a conversation. The way that people have described to me this podcast is it's like you're sitting in a bar listening to, if there's a guest, two safety professionals talk. And if there's just me, you're just hanging out listening to me talk in a bar. And that's kind of what we've always kind of shot for. I never wanted that kind of scripted thing. So if this is your kind of style, if this is what you're into, if you're looking for something that's not welcome to a deep discussion on occupational safety and health. Hold on, let me get my notes for my videos. Today, I would like to talk to you about occupational safety and health, a very serious matter that we took the time to generate AI bullet points to discuss with you and printed them out. If you're looking for not that, you pretty much found it. We're just over here trying to keep it real, y'all, and figure a bit of it out on the way. So thanks for being here. If you're new, if you're not new, thanks for always being here. Man, so many of you folks have been here like for the long haul, and that means a lot considering that, you know, we're pushing 400 episodes and we've been doing this for, I'm not quite to the point of saying comfortably saying we've been doing this for 10 years or even almost 10 years, but we're chipping away at that. We're at what, like 7-ish, 8-ish years of doing this so far. That's pretty stinking cool that you're here. The next thing that I want to share with you are the books are out there. They're available on Amazon. We've got cool merch over in the merch store if you're into that kind of sort of stuff. I'm a merch fiend, so the majority of my closet is me supporting brands that I really enjoy. And, you know, I never quite understood the impact that support has until being a business owner of one person solopreneur business type thing, making content, doing consulting, doing keynote. Like I never understood the impact that had. And I can say that I blindly did that for many years just because if I love something, I would buy the t-shirt. If I love something, I would buy the sticker. I wanted to rep cool brands, cool products. And more importantly, I wanted to support cool people. I didn't know how far that support went, I guess is what I'm saying. So with that in mind, when I started doing all this stuff and eventually started like making merch and trying to focus on making, again, the opposite of like the, hold on.
We have made merch out of Microsoft clip art and put it in a store for you to acquire with monies of various denominations.
When I wanted to do the opposite of that and started making cool merch, like stuff that was designed by artists. A lot of our stuff is designed by artists and was designed by me. I can't call myself an artist. I'm certainly not that, but I have fun noodling and sketching and doing stuff like that. It's all over there. So if you like what we've got going on, and you are a bit of a merch fiend, such as myself, and you like cool t-shirts, I'm a bit biased here, but we have some really cool ones and we have some really cool hats. I'm weird about t-shirts, so I like particular t-shirts. I like particular hats, and similar to making videos and stuff that I would enjoy, that I enjoy, I make merch that I enjoy, and it's there. It's just at thehopnerd.com. And you can click shop or you can go to /shop. Daryl the Safety Man has his chart topping hits out there. If you go to Safety Daryl, DARRELL.com, you can listen to that. You can also find it on Spotify, iTunes, places like that. If any place out there tries to ask you to pay for it, don't do that. Just go to the website. You can stream it all right there on the website. I told you about the books. I told you about the merch. Ooh, busy this fall going on tour. Basically this fall, that's kind of how my life goes. In this world of what we do, it's like, I've got some time off. Yes. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I bet it's going to be like nice, even. Nope. It's just like the next 18 weeks you are gone. But that's good. And this is no way meant to be a complaint or a humble brag. It's not meant to be any of those things. It's to share with you this fact that if you need a hand on your human and organizational performance journey, if you are looking for that keynote person. If you are looking for that workshop, if you are looking for that learning team facilitator, I would love to connect with you and see if I'm the best person to be able to help you. I think that I probably am, and I would love to be a part of your Hop journey. It's super duper easy peasy lemon squeezy to get a hold of me. It's just thehopnerd@gmail.com. Or if you go to that website, thehopnerd.com, not only can you find all kinds of free resources and cool merch and the podcast and all kinds of great stuff over there, but you can click book a consult, which is a fancy pants way of saying you're going to set up a meeting with me, and you just hit it and you can self-schedule your time. And we'll connect and we'll chat and we'll get some dates planned out, because the only thing I hate more than, well, I don't know. I don't know that there's anything that I hate more than that. I think that's pretty much it. I hate when somebody's like, I've got something really cool happening and we really want you to be a part of it. And I'm like, I really want to be a part of it. I can't wait to be a part of it. And it's on September, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I can't. Can you move it? And you're like, nope, we've already sent out the invite to 2,000 people and they're already booked their travel. I'm like, well, let me say I can't. I'm sorry. Yeah. So there you go. Announcements are out of the way, and I'm all flustered and excited by the announcements. And as you said, this one's been a little bit kind of wacky backwards, because I kind of got into some of the contents, I think, of the episode right out of the gate. But what I wanted to talk about in particular, let's maybe start to box it in a little bit more than that loose kind of conversation at the beginning, is this divide, a divide that I've talked a lot about, that many people talk about, that you see kind of obviously out there everywhere, and especially in social media. And there's probably like 1,000 different podcasts so far on this divide of what I'm going to say in just a very, very simplified framework of new view or old school versus new view, old view, new view, old school, not so old school, old, new, however you want to call it, safety differently. Many people will pit BBS against HOP, and traditional safety against safety differently, and on and on and on and on and on and on. The first thing I want to say about that conversation is something that I've shared in a similar episode to this. I don't know how many back, maybe 100 back at this point. It's amazing to me that this continues to rage on, but it's not so amazing, which is something I kind of want to talk about. But I think that that's really boring. Yeah. It's boring. It doesn't feel boring because we're arguing and it's exciting and people are getting, whoa, oh, like, really? That's as boring as it gets. Like, there's nothing coming out of that conversation other than, I'm right, you're wrong, you're wrong, I'm right, and on and on and on and on. It's just people slinging shit on the internet to make themselves look cooler than the person that they're slinging shit at. And that's really boring, because while two people or multiple people from different teams are slinging shit at each other on a useless social media platform such as LinkedIn, I'm sorry, I'm just picking on LinkedIn because it felt good to call it useless. It's not useless. Made a lot of friendships on LinkedIn. You know my love-hate relationship with LinkedIn. But while that's happening, people are like actually suffering. Like, do you forget this? Now, in their little rambly, ranty conversations where they stab each other on the internet, they're going to say that this is for them, but it's not. It's for you. It's for you to be on LinkedIn and try to look better, smarter, cooler than whoever you're sparring with on the internet while people are literally dying. But at least you look cool. At least you sound like you know what you're talking about. At least you've made everybody think you've solved the problem. And since you've solved the problem, tell us all where to send the check to, since you've magically solved the problem. There are many companies out there I know that I work with that I know that I have VP friends and CEO friends in that would love to send you the check since you have solved the problem of workplace safety. Since you have solved it, let's send us your address and let us send you the check so you can spread that throughout the world. But you haven't, because if you had, the checks would already be flowing in and you wouldn't be on LinkedIn fighting with people. That's not how this works. And no one has solved this. And arguing on the internet about how much more right you are than someone else doesn't help solve this. It doesn't, and solve is a strong word. I don't know that we can solve it. I don't think that the goal is to solve it, but we can't get at least better at this. just slinging hot garbage, filth, on the internet about how I'm right, you're wrong. You're wrong, I'm right. I'm right. No, we are right. Which leads me to this idea of teams. We really like this idea of being on a side, of having a flag. Whether that flag says safety differently, New View, BBS, traditional, the one that's come back up lately, the back to the basics crowd. We like flying that flag, and we will live and die for that flag. And unfortunately, a lot of people in our workplaces will continue to die while we fight for some stupid team instead of actually, I don't know, working together and realizing that there are valid points maybe all the way around, and learning with each other instead of trying to spar with each other and trying to own each other. It's just like, whoa, dun, 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 burned them, burned. Like, none of that's all that useful. It's just not. It's the reason why the majority of the time I'd post in ghost. Like, I don't interact with vitriol. I don't interact with hot garbage. I don't interact with people that jump into my comment and are like, let me tell you how I solved this. You just don't understand. You're just stupid. You just don't know because I've solved. Again, tell us where to check, send the check to since you've solved it. We'll gladly, if you've actually figured it out, people will do that for you. I promise. But you haven't. And everyone knows you haven't. You just need to figure out that you haven't. This is a little talking to you. You need to figure it out because everybody else has figured it out that you haven't. But we'll live and die for those teams instead of focusing on doing good work and doing it for the right reasons and maybe even have a little bit of fun along the way. Sorry, I got to throw that in there. We don't focus on the work. We focus on being right. We don't focus on the point of the work, of doing good work, of leaving things better than how we found them, of putting a positive dent in the world. We focus on being right and making sure that our team is right, making sure that our team wins. And the only thing that happens when we spend all of our days focusing on making sure that we're right and that our team wins is everyone that these things are actually supposed to help loses. That's what happens. Everyone that is supposed to benefit from our efforts lose. You might feel good for the day. Your ego might be a little bit inflated. You might get to walk around with your chest puffed out and going, and this isn't directed at New View, Old School, anywhere in between. It's directed at all of our world of this stuff. If a New View practitioner goes out there and whomps somebody on the head because they're going, I kind of like this thing about BBS, and they just decapitate them on the internet, and then they walk around with their chest puffed out going, I did it. Dun, 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 own them. Dun, dun. Then no one won out of that. You get to feel good for that afternoon. Yeah, but there was nothing really good. There was no progress, I guess is what I'm saying, that come out of that. Maybe you got some laughs. Okay, I'm all for a laugh. Maybe you felt good. Cool. I'm cool with you feeling good about yourself. But that person didn't walk away from that with any better information. You didn't walk away from that with any better or new information. The community at large just witnessed a public execution, and it wasn't all that beneficial to anyone all the way around. Which leads me, I think, into maybe the key point of this is I don't think the divide is real. Whoa, Sam's getting out there. It's clearly real in the sense that it's happening. I don't mean that. I don't think that it's happening for maybe the reasons we assume that it's happening. I think that we look at that and we go, these are two titans of thought bashing out their this, right? Two schools of thought just clash. And some of it, sure, is that. But most of us aren't academics. I'm not. You're probably not. we're just not. We're practitioners. Like, we're doing this stuff in the real world. That, like, two different schools of thought, like, beating each other up. I will see your paper with another paper that says you were wrong, and it's peer-reviewed. Well, my paper that says that your paper about me that says that I'm wrong is wrong was peer-reviewed as well. Like, I don't care about that, genuinely. I don't care. I care about what works. I don't care about the dumb conversations of I'm right, you're wrong. It's boring, and I don't care, and you shouldn't either. if you're in the space that I'm in, and I'm guessing that you are, if you're hanging out here, you're focusing on how you better care for folks in your work world. You're focused on what works. What works, and what, while working, also doesn't strip them of their humanity. What works the maximum amount and sucks the least, that works the best, and the best meaning all of those things that we just said and more. Those are the things that you're probably focused on. Yeah, there's this little spectacle happening on the internet mostly. I've never seen this actually take place in real life, by the way. When these conversations happen in the real world, and I would guess, back to our point made earlier, that we're probably a lot alike. The conversations are never that. It's always like, I don't know that I get that. And you're like, well, let me share my perspective and how I've seen this play out in real life. And they're like, yeah, but what about this? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I just learned something from you. And they're like, oh, and I learned something from you. And if we put our Power Ranger rings together, then we turn into something better, something even better, grander, will grow out of this. It's not, you dummy smart. It's not that. Nobody's throwing chairs in real life. Nobody's typing in all caps talking about how dare you in real life. They're having actual meaningful conversations. Conversations, not about how we go back to the basics, retreat into what we know and just stay there with that being good enough. They're not having conversations about we need to move the pendulum from right to left or left to right or try to center it. No, because the first one is retreating into just the known, which doesn't end super well for us in humanity. The other one is just left, right, left, right, left, right, center, left, right, center, 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 left, 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 right, 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 center. That's called staying in the same place with a lot of activity, but nothing really happening. And we could continue on and on and on with 47 different examples of how we say this kind of similar same thing. But the point that I want to draw your attention to is if we're going backwards or we're swinging left and right, we're not moving forward, where most of us are focused on how we move forward. It's the reason why we talk about putting a positive dent in things, not tearing down the world. It's the reason why we talk about leaving things better than how we found them, not throwing out the baby with the bathwater. All these kind of isms that we throw out there are talking about how we move forward, not apart, not with just this and none of that, or none of that and all of this and all of that and none of this. It's talking about how we take all of this stuff and figure it out a bit on our way forward. We move forward. We leave things a bit better than how we found them. Forward. We're moving forward, which leads me to kind of some of that original point that I think that this thing, this show, it is a show that mostly occurs on social media, and talking heads screaming back and forth at each other, something that I try my best. I've been guilty of getting involved in the past that I just do not engage with anymore because I have found it to be extremely boring and unproductive in our pursuit of moving forward. I think it's a bit of a charade. Again, I don't think it's real. It exists. It's definitely something that's happening. It's not real in the sense that it's actually a debate. It's not a debate. It's not dissent. It's not conversation. It's just mudslinging. It's just arguing. And there's reasoning behind that, right? I mean, if someone posts a video talking about how they really, really, really like BBS and here's how it's worked well for them, and this isn't to get into a BBS hop, new view, old school, this, that, the other kind of discussion, just an example, so nobody get mad at me. But they do that, and then I throw in there, and I just jump into their comment section. I'm like, no, you just don't understand. Like, BBS is stupid, and, like, it's dehumanizing, parent-child, blah, 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 bullet point, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. All, some probably really valid. And I just proceed to, like, comment bomb their post about how they're an idiot, and then they engage back about how I'm an idiot, and then we engage back that they're an idiot. And then eventually it's just this back and back and back and back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, to where we're just like, everyone hates each other. What good has that done? The only good, follow the motive, right? The only reason for me to do that is to try to sell something. And I think that's what a lot of this kind of charade of argument on the internet is people jumping in posts going, no, this is wrong. Call me. I've got you. I've solved it. Here's my address. Send me the check. I haven't really solved it. I might think in my mind that I've solved it, but I haven't really solved it, because I'm talking about solving probably the unsolvable, but I'm going to convince you that I've solved it enough for you to think that this person that was posting maybe some logical points is an idiot. So then if I post this in here, I'm going to try to redirect your eyeballs from them to me. And if your eyeballs come to me and I can hook you just enough, then you're going to hire me to come do this because me smart, them dumb. That's the motive. Like, you see that. I see that. We all see that. Of course. Of course we do. Of course we do. There's that motive. There's the profit motive. There's the, if I can make every other person out there talking look like an idiot and me look like the savior, the only adult in the room, then you're going to probably hire me. Yeah, that always backfires at some point, because eventually people figure out that you don't have it solved, because you don't. Yeah, and they eventually migrate to, wait a second, I'm going with honest, truthful, solvable, and unsolvable, I don't know, but actively helping, trying to figure out, admitting that they don't know everything, trying to figure this out together, not bashing, demonizing this, that. I'm going that option. Fool me once, not twice though. I'm going with the let's work together to try to make this better than how we found it, instead of I am the savior and I have figured this out, and if it weren't for all of these people talking louder than me, people would know that. No, if you figured it out and you were getting the results that you claim that you get, you wouldn't have a bit of problem. Getting your voice out there. But people see it. People see that you're claiming to have solved the unsolvable. It's obvious. But there's that profit motive. And again, this is benign of a school of thought. This is benign of New View, old school, BBS, this, that, or the other. Anyone doing this, it's not good. Like, this is not how this is supposed to work. We're supposed to be moving forward together, learning from each other, building on the thought of each other, standing on the shoulders of the giants that we stand upon, continuing to try to figure this out as we go together, not calling people dumb or mean in LinkedIn comments. Like, come on. Yeah, that's the way that we're supposed to go. I think there's this other side of that too, obviously. But again, I think it's a bit of a charade where it's just the team thing that we've already chatted about. People really like to be on teams. I like to think that my team's right and your team's wrong. I mean, good God, I refuse. I am of the old school belief here that I do not discuss religion or politics. That are just two things that I just don't do. As wild and wacky as I am, those are some of my principles of a polite society. Is that I don't care. I don't care what your political beliefs are. I love you. I don't care. And I hope you don't care what mine are. I hope you love me. I don't care. I don't care what your religious beliefs are. I love you. I hope you love me. I don't care. You shouldn't care. I think that's the best way, is to not genuinely, and I mean this in the most positive, genuine sense, is to not care. I genuinely don't care. I don't care. Now, people are going to get mad at me for not caring, which is part of this team mentality. How dare you? Because for some reason, in our modern world, if you're not on a particular team, whether that's political, which is the most obvious example of this, or in our safety communities, which is becoming as much of an obvious example, the other team claims that you're evil. Like, you're evil. You don't believe in BBS. You are evil. You just must be a horrific, bad person, which 99.9% of the time is not true. 99.9% of the time, it's not people trying to just sell you crap. 99.9% of the time, even if you completely disagree with their political ideology, your neighbor is probably not a terrible person. They are probably not a murderer. They are probably just not bad at all. They're probably really sweet, awesome people that you just disagree with on belief. Okay, that's cool. I think that's a positive thing when we can have meaningful, actual, real deal relationships and conversations. Same in our little community. I think it's devolved into this point of like me right, you wrong. But it's not just that. It's that if you disagree with me, you are bad and evil. That's dumb and boring. Back to the dumb and boring point. Yeah, yeah. And so to bring some of all of this together, it's really that, number one, I think that this mostly on the internet is make-believe land. Yeah, I've said this a bunch. And again, thanks. I'll take things Sam gets heat for 100. Yeah, yeah, this is it. How dare you call the internet? It is make-believe land. Yeah, what's the old Mike Tyson? I think it's Mike Tyson quote. Insert quote here that didn't actually come from Mike Tyson, but everyone thinks comes from Mike Tyson. And it probably did. I don't know. But it's something along the lines of like the internet made it impossible for you to get punched in the face for the things that you say. Yeah, so the internet is make-believe land because yeah, I can just sit here and type whatever I want and I'm probably never going to see you. Yeah, that's how this works. It is make-believe land. This back and forth mudslinging, and I don't mean the good conversations. That's not what I mean. You know the difference. I know the difference. I engage in good conversations all the time. I don't engage with the me right, you wrong. I just don't. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely boring and ridiculous, and I have better things to do with my time, and so do you. But with the internet being make-believe land, I think this isn't real. And I think we cling to it as people for a couple reasons. Some of it is maybe we just want to look right. I want to get that clout of being the thought leader, the expert. And I feel like the easiest way to do that is just to bash other people instead of maybe expressing my thoughts better. That's part of it. It's ego. It's this. It's that. It's those things. It's the I like the feeling of it. Now, I think near and dear to that is this team mentality that we beat up on already, that it's like, well, you know what team I'm actually on? I'm on team human. Yeah, I'm not on team hop. I'm not on team new view. I'm not on team BBS. I'm not on team old school. I'm on team all of it. That's the team that I'm on. And I hope that's the team that you want to be on too, where we recognize that there's so much good that's come from so much. And it's not just like all of a sudden, like we solved it and we solved it with hop. Nope, that's not true. We solved it with BBS. Nope, that's not true. Well, back in the basics, when we had the basics, things just felt better. That feels like it might be true, but it's not. It's the reason why we go, man, I wish I would have lived a million years ago. No, you don't. Really? Without modern medicine. Sure, go for it. You go back to the basics. How about that? You actually go back to the basics, okay? You do it. You come back and let us know how it went for you. Now, you're going to come back. If you come back, you're going to come back missing fingers, arms, eyes. Yeah, you come back and you'll probably have the plague. But tell me how lovely those times were back at the basics. Yeah, let me know. Let me know how that went for you. We do that as people. We like to reminisce, even especially for times that we never experience. We like to look back on it and go, oh, it was so much simpler then. We didn't have to think about how we cared for people. That was a little too pointed, but you get my point. Yeah, you get my point. We like to go look back and go, you know, the Victorian era would have been a wonderful time to live, would it though? Really? Like, you go research that and tell me if you really think it would have been such a wonderful time to live. Again, I'm just using the modern medicine example. Love it, hate it, however you feel about how things are with healthcare and this or that or the other. I don't get a cold and die anymore. That's kind of cool. Yeah, so go back to the basics. You get a cold, you die. Yeah, so yeah, go for it. Go for it. But it's also not saying that we should forget or get rid of the things that we know to work well or be effective. Back to we're on the same team. Oh, we're on the same team. We give different things different names because we have to give things names so we know what the heck we're talking about. I think if we didn't have to give things names, I don't think we should give things names. Yeah, but it's hard to talk about doing things differently if you don't say that it's different. But it's the same thing. It's this smorgasbord, this buffet. It's actually pulling everything onto the table, new views, old view, new ideas, new thought, new approaches. And beginning to actually sort through it, not just buying all the crap that we've been told not just continuing to stick with the basics, but trying to grow, not just being stuck on a pendulum of swinging between this and that, but trying to take what works and what is effective and take these things and sort it through the lens of, is this humanizing or dehumanizing? Are we doing crap to people, or are we doing stuff with people? Are we figuring this out together, or are we treating our employees like children? Sorting through those things. Does this work? Does this not work? Have we pretended that this works? Does this cause more harm than good? Does this cause more good than harm? Is the trash, or is this treasure? Is this trash that we spray painted gold with some nice fancy reflective Krylon gold paint, and now we pretend that it is actual gold? Is this real gold, or is this fool's gold? Have we figured some of this out, or are we pretending to have figured some of this out? And taking all of those different things and pulling it together into something that is more effective than it was yesterday. That's it. That's it. This is a long, rambly rant to tell you that the argument on the internet doesn't matter. This is a long, rambly rant to tell you that the people actually in the trenches doing this stuff, that have lived internal to organizations doing this stuff, that did not come out of the womb as consultants, that did not come out of the womb selling solo cups, and then now all of a sudden decided they could sell consulting, so now they're consultants. It's not those folks. It's us. Folks that have spent time on the sharp end of organizations. Folks that have spent time with wrenches and hammers in hand. Folks that have spent time actually down in the mud and the muck. In the mud as leaders, in the mud as frontline employees, in the mud as safety practitioners and consultants, internal consultants to organizations. Folks that have actually had to live with the decisions that they have helped made. Folks that actually have to look their employees in the eyes while they are out there in the field all year long, years at a time. Folks that actually care about the people that they work with in their organizations. It's us. We're focused on how we move forward, not how we win fights, not how cool we look on the internet, not if something gets likes and clicks. So we're focused on a conversation that continues to move this needle, that continues to take us forward into a better tomorrow than what we had yesterday. We're focused on how we leave things better than how we found it. I'm glad that you're here and part of this conversation, because if you made it this far, you're here for it. Don't let that wacky I'm right, you're right argument on the internet cloud your judgment. Focus on doing good work and doing it for the right reasons. Of leaving things better than how you found it. Of leaving our work worlds better than how we found them. Continue to focus on how we genuinely care for those folks within our work worlds. How we're a part of that and how we do that together. Not on how we control them or shame them or fix them. Embrace their humanity and embrace your own and be an active part of the solution, not just some mudslinger. And I know you're not, because you made it this far. Take from those wild things that happen in the wild, wild west of the internet, as with anything else, take from it what you can learn. Use good judgment. Sit with it, think on it, ponder on it, filter it through you. Because you made it this far, you're here for it. You're focused on moving forward, not on some boring, dumb argument. Just keep focused on leaving things a little bit better than how you found it, and doing that together, not apart. Thanks for listening, everybody. We greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hot Nerd Podcast and the Hot Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help of bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehotnerd.com or send me an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.